It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Charlie, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, I know you've been out of the country. I don't know if you caught up on a few things, but the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, has some thoughts about a couple of professional sports teams.
Oh?
Yeah. Now, I usually on Twitter assume everything is fake because you don't want to get duped.
It's a good default.
You don't want to get got.
It's a good default. Right. For instance, yep. You don't get duped about the CEO from whatever. You don't get duped about it. Yeah.
Or not the CEO of Coldplay.
No. No, the former CEO at Astronomer or whatever it was,
sure,
at the Coldplay concert.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you might get duped by a fake statement.
Me and
Lane
talked about this last week. I had a door-to-door salesman come by last week, and I'm like, you might be the most honest person in the world. Like, I just don't trust you.
Yeah.
So I usually operate under the same way when it comes to things on Twitter. It's so easy to, as Will Clark would attest, it's so easy with the AI
good point.
BS that's out there.
Good point.
Long story short, President Trump wants Washington football team to go back to the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
He hates the Commanders name, says he might block them building a stadium unless they switch to Redskins. It's costing them money by being the Commanders. And as an aside, it should be the Cleveland Indians, not the Guardians.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, oh, well, that's funny. Like, whatever. Like, no, that's for real.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Now, you're the Guardians fan over here.
I am.
In these parts.
Yeah.
Why don't you start? And then I have a take on this. But how do you, you don't want them to change Guardians because you love Guardians.
I actually liked the Indians, though. I thought the jersey was sweet. The hat was sweet.
Yep.
I liked all that stuff. But, I mean, if it's offending people, it's offending people. It's, who am I to stand in the way of that? If you want to change it, change it. But I loved the original uniform.
Here's what I would say.
The Guardians is kind of a lame name, as is the Commanders.
Here's what
I actually agree with them on that.
And I think this is an apolitical statement, but, people would
good luck.
Always turn it into a
good
political statement.
Good luck, Jones.
I think the president being involved in it is absurd. I would
oh,
say,
you do?
I would say
oh, is that
about
right?
I would say that about Biden. If Biden said, "Hey, you need to change your name from the Redskins," I would say the same thing about Trump saying, "Go back to the Redskins." So I think this is apolitical. Same thing about the Guardians and the Indians. But yeah, I just think it's wild he's involved in it. But I guess that shouldn't be wild. Not really the president's place.
No.
But I'm sure people on each side of the aisle would cheer or scream about it either way.
I'm sure there's good rational discussion though on Twitter. It's a good place to go.
I would imagine
solid back and forth.
I've seen some good discussion on X. I personally am not on Truth Social, but I bet there's a good discussion going on there too. Blue Sky, I'm sure, really has it covered. I'm sure that's something you want to see, the Blue Sky discussion on this.
Is Nick or is Terp posting all of our stuff to Truth Social? Are we on there, Jones and Keefe on Truth?
Are we on?
And Blue Skies?
Yeah, I don't know. Are we on Blue Skies and Truth Social? I don't know. We should get on there.
Are they both still going?
Oh, they're going.
I feel like there's always a competition to Twitter. Then they're like, we tried. We're
the
done.
Last time I heard about Blue Skies was when we were trying to get on it during free agency because the internet was down.
Oh, because Twitter was down. Right, so we're Schefter's got a Blue Sky.
Are we
there.
On Spaces?
No.
We're not on Spaces?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's Threads? Are we on Threads?
Oh, that was the one I was thinking of. Threads. No,
I think you're
Spaces
on
Spaces. Spaces is on Twitter.
Spaces is like, is
Ask Rock. Ask Rock.
No, Threads. That was what I was. That was the joke I was attempting to go for.
So Threads is basically Instagram's version of Twitter. And
how's
every time
that
you,
doing?
I think terribly.
Okay.
Every time you go on Instagram, they're like, you want to thread this? I'm like, no. I just want to put it on Instagram.
So, but no, I think.
You sure you don't want to put this on Threads? People are going wild on Threads. I'm like, they're not.
I think if you just avoid Blue Sky on one side and Truth Social on the other, yeah. I think just you stay right there on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I know what's going on in those streets. It ain't pretty, but I know what to expect. But we should expand our horizons, at least our social media stuff on there. Yeah.
What do you think about Colbert getting
Grow the audience.
Colbert?
Yeah. I've never found him funny, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not really.
Yeah.
I think humor, it's a shame.
Oddly
that,
enough, humor is not his thing. It's weird.
No.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I feel like there should be a late show, I also feel like.
No, I agree.
They're getting phased out, though. Like, it doesn't seem like a must. It's not like appointment television Letterman was.
There should be a late show.
Just not with him.
He shouldn't host it.
No, but I think they're getting rid of the whole thing.
No, I know. That's my issue. There should be a late show, but replacing him, no brainer.
Replace him with Craig Kilborn, who should have had that job.
Yeah. Sure.
They pushed him out for some reason. Yeah. Kilborn was electric on the Late Late Show.
I don't really care who it is. Just bring in a funny person.
Dan Patrick.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis should host it.
There you go. Yeah,
now we finally agree on
something. Now we're cooking, yeah.
Grab a bag, and another grab bag. Get them your grab bag.
Scottie Scheffler won the Open.
Mm.
He's now got three of the four legs of the old Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
That's Scottie Scheffler. I saw a great tweet over the weekend. Somebody said, talking about Rory McIlroy. They're like, going into Sunday, they're like, what's Rory going to have to shoot to win the Open? And the response was, Scottie Scheffler.
I had not seen that. So Scheffler, I doubt he'll get to Tiger levels, okay? But we'll see.
Whoop.
But the idea of the start to his career, they showed a graphic yesterday.
Yeah, he's dominant.
It's the same amount from the start of his career, not age-wise, but from the start of his career to where he's at, it took the exact same amount of days as Tiger Woods to win four majors.
Yeah.
So the greatest compliment to Scheffler is I didn't really watch a ton yesterday, because it was such a foregone conclusion he was going to win.
Is he now? I haven't followed the betting closely. Is he like Scheffler versus the field, like Tiger was, or is it still not? He'd be plus money still.
I don't even think he's worth. Well, I say this, although I've seen tweets that if you just bet Scheffler every tournament he's been in, since the start of his career,
Makes sense. You
just bet him to win every single tournament, you would outperform like, whatever index. But you'd do better on your return.
Yeah,
but I don't even feel like he's worth betting these days because he's such an overwhelming favorite in these tournaments, but shame on me. Egg on my face. I could have bet Scheffler this weekend at plus 400 and made some money.
I'm trying to use the
grab bag.
This is not right.
What?
Text line. It was Craig Ferguson who was on the Late Late Show after Letterman. Yeah, at one point, but Kilborn was on before
That was the Daily
Ferguson.
Show. You're thinking of the Daily Show, no?
Oh, Kilborn did both. Kilborn did the Daily Show before Jon Stewart.
And then he went to the Late Late Show?
Then he did the show after Letterman.
Got it.
And then he got replaced by Ferguson.
Got it.
I watched many, many, many late nights with Craig Kilborn.
I didn't watch a lot of the...
Sick brag.
Yeah, you got it. That's right.
I didn't watch a lot of the Ferguson show. I'd assume Mimi was kind of his Ed McMahon, right? She was kind of
there
on the show.
There
I would assume she was doing that,
Mimi was hilarious.
Yeah.
No, Fitzy actually told me this. Craig Ferguson wouldn't even like write his monologue. He just like show up and just like spit.
Somebody else wrote his monologue. Oh.
No. Like everything was just like off the top.
So it wasn't
like, I got stuff to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually impressive.
That was pretty crazy.
Extemporaneous speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right. We got a uniform police something here. Nick, we have a new uniform to take a look at.
Good.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith. Fashion police.
I think the fashion police thing is really taken off because during the show we've gotten multiple texts about have you guys seen
this is true
the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform that is going to be making its way to a field this year. So Terp can go ahead and throw those up on Twitter and Twitch and YouTube if you're watching the show there.
And while you're at it, Truth and Blue Sky.
They're all on there.
Yeah, if you can put them on there too.
So here they are. So that's on delay, John. So right here. So Terp has it up. That is a yellow jersey with black like lines kind of or like rectangles across it.
Yeah.
And then like a crisscross on top. It's also
it
got...
It looks like a vertical Twitter poll.
It does. With like a V, though.
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of an homage to the Gotham City Rogues from The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
But it's gold.
Woof.
Or like a yellow jersey and then woof. Gold pants.
Now, let me tell you.
So they're different color yellow gold. They shouldn't be together.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, great point. The pants look terrible.
Yeah.
The pants look like they weren't washed properly.
Right. Those are dirty old pants.
Right. But the helmet? The helmet's kind of fire.
Not really.
The helmet looks good.
Their helmet is a classic helmet. They go with the black and then whatever that logo
looks,
is.
That looks good.
It's a yellow helmet. I feel like all the yellows are different.
Yeah.
It's a yellow helmet, jersey, pants, which are all different variations of yellow.
Yeah, it's true. The jersey's like a highlighter yellow. The helmet's more gold and the pants are just...
I do like how they got the Muth, Friar Muth, showing these bad boys off.
That's who that is?
Yes, the Muth.
So refresh my memory. What's the scale?
0 to 100.
That's a zero. That's a zero. I just couldn't remember how low we went. That's horrible.
It is.
You like yellow?
I do. No. I think orange. He's we an found orange out.
Guy. I thought you loved the yellow Chargers ones that came out last week.
Ooh, well, I did like those.
Now, these are terrible. They need to get rid of these. This is one of the worst ones we've ever done on the Fashion Police.
So.
Throw these in the trash.
I will say this, and maybe this flies in the face of my zero rating.
Yeah.
Uniform policing these. But
I'll go zero as well.
It might not even be their worst. Like, what's the crappy Bumblebee one that they already wear?
So the old school one that they wear sometimes? Also horrible.
So I think they got rid of that for this one. But I think the same pants.
I actually think this one is a mild improvement over that. So maybe I'll amend this. This is a one. That other one is a
zero.
It's
complete garbage.
Or should we go Robert Parrish double zero?
Double zero for this?
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. 99 restaurants. Grab bag. Chris Paul going back to the Clippers for year 21.
Yes.
CP3 with the LAC.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think one of the most overrated players of all time.
Yeah.
He's like a lot of accolades.
Not
that
a winner.
Kind of thing. A
lot of losing.
A lot of losing is right.
And like just hated by all of his peers.
Yeah.
Not a popular player.
Although LeBron likes him.
No. LeBron likes him, but the majority of the league, not a fan.
No.
Yeah.
Will Levis going to be out for the season, sadly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tease beast.
Levis is out.
Yeah. Every day that
I am making grab bag.
Your boy Terry Rozier.
Oh.
Some information came out about Terry Rozier.
This I saw.
There were some curious betting in regards to Terry Rozier player props a couple of years ago.
It was like one game, there were like a million
30
bets
on the under for Terry Rozier. Unders across the board.
With Rozier smart.
Good bets.
Yeah, good bets.
Good bets.
A lot of good bets.
But it was a lot of money, and it was for one game, and it was the game in which he played, then checked out with a foot injury. Yeah, he bailed on the game. Terry Rozier, two scandals.
Yeah, he was part of the Louisville recruiting scandal, right?
With
Patino
scandal,
yeah,
with hookers.
Yeah, well, you got to keep all your Patino scandals separated.
No, this was the one. Yeah, they had some pretty intense recruiting methods.
I'll say. So you got to keep your Patino scandals separate, and now you got to keep your Rozier scandals separate. Wow.
And then people are like, "Oh, Scary Terry, what a great player! He sucked."
Well, he didn't suck.
He was not good.
He was
overrated.
I think we all got a little caught up in it. And he was overrated. Yeah.
Scary Terry, please.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Ooh, Dark and Stormy Night says Rozier threw game 7 against the Cavs.
Yeah, it could be.
I think if you look at that box score, a lot of guys were throwing that game.
Rozier was only good at home.
They were all throwing that
game. That's true.
Yeah.
WNBA All-Star game this weekend. Unfortunately, Caitlin Clark could not play.
Oh.
Team Collier defeated Team Clark. 151-131.
But she wasn't in there.
No, there was no Caitlin Clark. And there was a lot of discussion after the game because the players were wearing shirts that said, "Pay us what you owe us."
Saw that. Was that a Rihanna homage? What was that? Yeah.
Because they jellifus us. Yeah. So they put that on their shirts.
They jellifus us.
Put that out there. So people are all hot and bothered about that. But Kelsey Plum, former Miss Darren Waller.
Sure.
They were asking her about the shirt. She's like, "Yeah, we're like, you know, we're united on this. This is great." She's like, "I don't want to tell tales out of school, but like nobody from Team Clark was in the meeting for this." So she like buries Caitlin Clark and all
nice.
That. So it's like, we're together, but we're not.
Get her.
It's like, you realize if you are going to get paid more money, it's because of this girl.
Yeah.
But if you want to rip her the whole time, that's fine too.
Well, Yeah, but she's, I think the point probably is, yeah, she's Brady wasn't a super pro-union guy, raising all boats for his fellow man. Brady's like, I'm doing pretty well for myself. I'm not real worried about you guys.
I'm doing okay.
Maybe she's in that same
boat.
Maybe
just play better.
I like the
She does make $78,000.
Yeah. Well, in
from
salary.
WNBA.
Yeah, but then in endorsements.
Like millions and millions and millions.
Yeah.
But now the league is expanding. They're adding teams. It costs, I think, $250 million to buy a team, whereas however many years ago, it cost like two. So you might not like how the players are going about asking for more money, but they should get more money. They're getting like 9% of the entire revenue.
I like the Shane Gillis joke at the ESPYs, Keith.
He had two different WNBA jokes that were very good.
I think he had two Caitlin Clark jokes.
I didn't count those.
What we have in common is we're both from the Midwest and have nailed a lot of threes.
A lot of threes.
Good joke.
That was good.
Yeah.
He also had the Trump impression about being the New York Liberty, which is very funny.
Wow, you're huge.
He had a lot of good stuff.
Good.
I love playing two-hand touch, eating way too much, watching my team win with the grab bag.
All right, Jones. Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
Grab bag.
Oh. Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
Oh, please.
You're going to get one, Rafi. Hate to break it to you. They are currently, he's hitting .206
nice.
For the Giants. They are 2.5 games out.
So it's come up. Well, that's gone down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they just got swept by the Blue Jays. The Giants have lost 5 straight games.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Sox were winners yesterday, so let's get to our Hogdale. Call the game.
0-1 pitch. Swung on. This is lifted by Bregman. Left field, high and deep. It continues to carry. It's going to get in the stands. A 3-run home run. Bregman busts this game open. It's a 5-1 ball game. The Sox, they lead by 4. Let's go.
A rare, he's working clean call.
I think listening to that, Hogdale got a little thrown off. I got thrown off by the same thing
time. An uppercut swing.
And Pomerantz kind of gave like a point to it. Like, oh, that's staying in. So like that threw me off a little bit too. So I'm with Hog on that. Yeah, it took a second.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Oh, man. I got to do this first, sadly. We have breaking news. Don't you have to play the sounder? According to TMZ, we have a celebrity death.
Oh, no.
Malcolm Jamal Warner. Theo from The Cosby Show.
You know what? I saw
54 years old.
I saw some chatter on this on Twitch. I wasn't, as you, Keith, I like to, be sure something's real. I saw some scuttlebutt on this on Twitch.
That is tough.
You said 54?
54.
Ugh.
That is tough stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's terrible. It.
Okay. Anyway, random baseball player of the day, Jones. We have a former Philly, as the Red Sox are playing the Philadelphia Phillies. He's a man who pitched for the Rangers, Dodgers, Snakes, and Red Sox as well. A one-time All-Star, 14 years in the majors, debuted 1999, hung him up after the 2012 season.
Okay. And what side was he throwing from?
He threw you from the right side. Also, if needed.
Not Real Cormier. Okay.
And there was a time where it was needed in the NL.
Yeah.
He hit from the right side as well.
Okay, true.
He was an All-Star. His one All-Star season was 2002 with the Phillies, where he went 14-11 with a 3.28 ERA, 206 innings.
What year was he with the Red Sox?
2012.
Oh, so at the end.
2012 out of the pen. He was a starter everywhere else. That's actually early in his career. Maybe he came out of the pen, but most of the years in Philly, starter, Texas starter.
Okay. 2012, if I remember right, was the year where they had to, by the end of the year, they had to like find pitchers from like all over the majors.
Oh, was that the Bruce Chen
year? Wasn't Smoltz pitching that year?
See, no, I think he was earlier than that.
Smoltz
like,
was earlier. He was like,
so it's not Bruce Chen. But it was that year where they had to like
Cormier.
I guess Cormier. I was thinking Cormier as well. That's also what I was thinking.
He hit 17 batters in 2006, which led the league. So there's that.
Okay, so it sounds like the guy.
One-time All-Star.
He'll uncork it on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Three times, at least 200 innings pitched in a year.
Don't isolate that.
4.32 career ERA. So he's basically Charlie Morton.
Okay. Yeah, he's a little, he's a slightly worse Charlie Morton. Less All-Star games, higher ERA, a slightly worse.
Text line has
they do?
It. And Twitch has it.
I saw that looked, they but I feel like it. I feel like I got nothing. We got two Real Cormier guesses.
It's not Real.
And then it wasn't Bruce Chen either.
Real Cormier.
They're all lefties.
This guy is a righty.
Scott Williamson?
Not Scott Williamson.
No. I got nothing.
One-time All-Star?
Who is it? Should I look?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll look.
Read it off. Top text. Look at the text line. You have the text line up?
Vicente Padilla?
He got it!
Damn. Vicente Padilla.
I do remember him.
All-star pitcher.
Huh. Yep. I don't remember him on the Red Sox.
Yeah, 2012. I don't remember that either. Pitched out of the pen. Yeah.
Was it Vicente or Vince? It was Vicente, right?
Vicente?
Yeah, there was no N.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Vicente.
I would have accepted both.
Okay. You're like, I'm sorry.
I would have taken him off.
I'm sorry. It was actually Vicente.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, wrong.
Stock Jeopardy rules.
Padilla. No,
Padilla. As soon as you say Padilla, you get it.
That's a good there call. Go. All right. Well, that is our random ball player of the day. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour and check in with WEEI Afternoons.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. The Central music?
It's Sting.
God, oh, that makes sense, Nick. Nick knows what he's doing. I don't. I really don't know what I'm doing around the house. But, Jones, let me ask you this. Are you ready for the clip du jour?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, I had to tell you what happened to me over the weekend. It was me getting stung by a yellow jacket.
Got it.
Yeah, I got stung. Also, over the weekend, Jones, I had a little bit of a yellow jacket's nest happening.
Oh, a little bit of one? Yeah.
Oh, I got
sick brag, bro.
So, behind my, doorbell, the doorbell doesn't work, but there's still a doorbell there.
Say that again. What doesn't work? The door or the doorbell doesn't?
Doorbell doesn't. The door still works.
Because of all the yellow jackets.
No, it's unrelated.
Okay. Okay.
It's been there like this for a while.
Okay.
So then I'm out there with, a spray can.
Uh-huh.
One got on me and didn't leave. Look at this.
Wow!
This is from, 3 days ago.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Still giant red mark, and it hurts to the touch. Guys got in there.
But
good.
It looks, it at least looks like it doesn't, it's not raised at all.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was up there pretty good. This bastard got on there, and I tried smacking him off. He got me twice.
Nice. Smacked him off. Nice.
I killed a lot of his brothers and sisters, but man, did it hurt.
Yeah.
You forget how much the stupid little bee sting hurts.
It was a Pyrrhic victory for the yellow jacket, but it was, and yet.
He got me good.
A victory, though.
No,
okay.
He got me. I don't know if I'm supposed to urinate on it or what, but something needs to give. I still feel it.
You need someone else's urine.
Well, yeah.
Your own urine, I think.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, no, you'd be resistant to it. You're lucky you're so young. That would have killed Charlie Morton.
It would have killed him.
It would have taken him out.
That's how we got talking about it.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton.
Right.
Charlie Morton.
Andy Hart's here. You want to volunteer to take care of that bee sting spot there?
That is pretty red
it's
and pretty large.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's
allergy potentially?
I hope not. Not that I know of.
No, but
not
by now.
Evolving allergy?
I think he just really laid in there.
He was a killer.
Yeah, oh, he was mad.
You said once one gets in there, they kind of mark you, and then the rest all kind of zip in there.
They send a thing out. Oh,
like turkeys. He marked you.
They were darting after me.
So now, does that like go beyond yesterday? Is that like
probably.
A mark that, so if you go outside now,
to the car.
Do they smell that?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, yeah. Is there
like
a
shelf life on that?
He's the one who killed our cousins.
He killed Chucky.
We heard about him.
Yeah, it's not good. It's convenient, though, right next to the door going into the house. Great spot for one.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, bolder, and beefier. They're half-pound, 100% American Angus beef. Is sure to please try the new Bourbon Onion Burger and get more Ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. What's coming up on Afternoons today?
So we'll react to the weekend that was for the Boston Red Sox. You lost the series, but you avoided the sweep. And I think I'm turning into a Sox honk.
Ooh,
because in my mind, I was like,
hey, good series.
Good series, and really, one inning, three batters made you lose the series. Walk, home run, and you lose game one. If that inning goes differently, those three batters go differently, you take two out of three from the Cubs, one of the best teams in baseball, boom, you're rolling, baby.
You're going to what if
another
right into the World
series
the way you're going.
I like this. I follow this logic. This is good. Yeah.
And I know we have the stat of the day, the week, the month, the year, whatever it is.
That's trademarked by Dan
Patrick, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Babyface Terp back there with the clean shave came up with the stat of the year, and I could not feel better about this record that's the same as the last 2 years than ever.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
Crochet, Chapman, they're built like a good baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they fade, whether they do anything, I want nothing to do with Charlie Morton. So screw Charlie Morton.
You want Chaz Morton coming in here?
There's some others out
there. Sound like a bit of an ageist, quite frankly.
Yeah, definitely.
Let the man pitch. Yeah.
We'll talk about some of those budding options that are not named Joe Ryan, still top of my list. There was one column I read, which was Mason Miller talk. I'm always involved in Mason Miller talk.
Yeah.
And then when we get into the Patriots, 4 o'clock football hour, big question will be best and worst case scenario for the Patriots this year.
Okay.
What's the absolute best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? And where does reality lie? Probably somewhere in between.
Yeah,
but
it's
training camp week, baby.
I know. I'm excited.
Football's here.
We'll be down there on Wednesday.
Football's here.
We're all fired up.
Can you believe that?
I know. I can't. Well, Vrabel tomorrow.
Vrabes. Camp on Wednesday.
Whew. Football's here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We've been list heavy.
We started 4 o'clock football on July 1st or somewhere around there. It's felt like we've done a lot of lists, a lot of ranking. Not a lot of them are great for the Patriots
either.
No.
Usually they're consistent, though.
Bottom third somewhere, sometimes even closer to the bottom.
No doubt.
We got real football. We can now just sort of overanalyze, microanalyze every Drake May throw.
Love it. We're going to be there on Wednesday. We'll carry Vrabel tomorrow. It's also a Tier Tuesday. Not to
Fear
be confused
Tuesday.
With a Fear Tuesday.
Fear
No. That's
heights
October.
Or snakes? To me, it's very simple. Heights or snakes?
They're up.
Heights or snakes? What if I'm up on a ladder and a snake comes out?
Oh, tree snake.
Oh,
tree snake. Toast. Nice. Just kill me there.
A tree snake.
Bury me.
Sharknado. We can get all these on the list. So we'll tear something off tomorrow. Tommy Tuesday as well. And Key for Madness. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.